I fell in love with London Quinn in high school, even though she told me not to.
Life can feel serene, and then a single rock breaks the surface.
In the new movie Someone Like You, a Fathom Events release now playing in theaters, we meet a guy named Dawson Gage and a young woman named London Quinn. Dawson, a successful architect in Nashville, has been in love with London forever. In fact, they practically grew up together. And after decades of platonic friendship, it seems like London might finally be on the verge of reciprocating his affection. But then tragedy strikes, and London is taken from him. As Dawson grieves with London's parents, they tell him that she was an in vitro fertilization baby, and they mention there was another embryo, one that they donated and agreed never to inquire about. Still, the idea that London might have a sibling somewhere haunts Dawson. He feels compelled to find out what happened to that other embryo, and after a bit of detective work, he does. Her name is Andy Allen, and she lives in Birmingham, Alabama. And no surprise, really, she looks a lot like London.
Do I look like London? I'm
home. Yeah.
I want to know everything about her.
Someone Like You, based on the best-selling novel by Christian author Karen Kingsbury, explores themes of loss, forgiveness, family bonds, and, of course, love, as Dawson and Andy's connection gradually blossoms. Apart from the violent accident that claims London's life, which we don't see, there's really no other problematic content to speak of in this tear-jerking PG story about tragedy and redemption. You'll definitely want some tissues for this one. So we're giving Someone Like You a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Your kids are unique, and so are you. You have your strengths as a parent and areas of growth, too. Find out what they are by taking the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment from Focus on the Family. Find out how you're doing on traits like gratitude, grace, and other research-backed traits. When you're done, we'll give you a detailed PDF with several pages of content on how to use your unique strengths and how to work on your areas of growth. This simple framework shows you how to be an effective mom or dad in daily family life, a parent who recognizes your imperfections and finds ways to thrive. You'll also get access to other resources from Focus on the Family to help you keep growing into the best parent for your kids. It only takes a few minutes to boost your parenting. Take the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment at parentingtraits.com. That's parentingtraits.com.